I want to just take you in this one portion of scripture that I was reading as I was just listening. And it's the moment in a place called the Garden of Gethsemane in a park where Jesus quite often would just hang out with his disciples. At this point in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had come to the end of his ministry where right now, at this point, he had just finished praying and talking to his Father. Jesus had been praying, I mean praying really hard, to the point where he fell out. And he's just crying out to God, God, your will be done. He said a lot of other important things, but that really is the key to where I'm trying to go. Your will be done, oh God. And he had asked the disciples to stay close, but these guys had fallen asleep. And so all of a sudden, the Roman soldiers come into the Garden of Gethsemane to arrest Jesus. Because now he's coming to this place where he's getting ready to go to the cross and die for you and I. And there's this portion of scripture in Luke chapter 22. You don't have to turn there. It says, while he was still speaking, there came a crowd. And the crowd is talking about these Roman soldiers and these Pharisees and these Sadducees, and everybody's coming to arrest Jesus. And a man called Judas, who was once a disciple of Jesus Christ, but he betrays Jesus at this very moment. And he's leading them, this guy Judas, and he draws near to Jesus and kisses him. But then Jesus says to him, Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? And when those who were around him, meaning the disciples that were all around, these other 11 disciples and maybe a few others were all around watching this moment as they're coming to arrest him, when they realized what was getting ready to happen, they all began to say this, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And then Jesus says, no more of this. And he touches the ear, which means he picks up the ear and he heals him. And Jesus says to the chief priests and the officers of the temple and the elders who had come, I mean, it was a big group of them that all came to arrest Jesus. And he says, have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is an important moment for you and I tonight. The word that the Lord gave me is simply this, no more of this. And it's the word of the Lord unto you tonight. I mean, right now, I see this picture of just about 100, 200 people coming to arrest one man, Jesus. Now, you know they were scared. But there was a couple other guys around him. And they were so intense and they were so worked up that when they saw the crowd that was coming to arrest Jesus, they said, do we draw swords right now? You know, I didn't realize, it wasn't not too long ago that I realized, man, all these brothers was packing with blades. I mean, for them to all of a sudden just be like, I mean, I you know, you often think, man, here are the disciples that they had traveled with Jesus for 3 years. You would think that they had finally come to understand that this God, Jesus, is a God of peace. But they was all strapped and ready to go for them to ask that question right there. So they're all saying to Jesus, we ready. Here come knives getting ready to come out. But, you know, it was kind enough for them to all ask, like, can we draw swords right now? Can we take matters into our own hands? Are we going to fight? Are we going to fight right now? Are you going to be our king? Are you going to help us? I'm ready to fight, and it looks right now like there's about to be a rumble, like a straight-out gang war that's getting ready to happen right in the park. And then there's this one brother. His name is Peter. He don't even bother to ask. He said, forget asking Jesus. We're about to throw down right now. Anybody seen those moments, unfortunately, here in New York City, where there's always that one dude says, no more talking. Let's just knuckle up right now. Lord Jesus. And so Peter, he just pulls out his knife He just walks right on by everybody. I mean, you got a picture about 100, 200 plus people. The rest of the guys are going, do we go, Jesus? Do we go? And he's like, excuse me. What? Just cuts off his ear. And in that moment, Peter's decided to take matters into his own hand. In that moment, Peter is not just reacting out of just maybe anger. He's reacting out of fear. Suddenly, who he has boasted about believing in and following, he's no longer following. Suddenly, he's decided to trust his own instincts and trust his own thoughts. Suddenly, he's decided that this situation in front of me is too big for God to handle. Suddenly, the relationship with Jesus idea is not something that I feel like I can fully depend on. Suddenly, his heart is exposed. He is really not fully given to the will of God. Suddenly, right now, it's all about my flesh and my attitude. Suddenly, right now, he is motivated and he moves in reaction to whatever he's thinking in his thoughts. Suddenly, right now, he forgets that God is fully in control of every situation, has all power and authority, and he gets right on past God. And all of a sudden, Jesus stops what potentially could have been a rumble right there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he says, no more of this. Why? Because Jesus was fully in control in that park. And he was not about to let anything go down that would hinder his purpose and his plan to redeem you and I from us living in accordance with our own fleshly desires. No more of this. Ain't gonna be no brawl up in this park today. No more of this. You're not going to get in the way of what God has planned for me to go to the cross. No more of this. No one's dying today in this park. Not those who are standing with me and not those who are standing against me, because my grace is sufficient. My grace is an amazing grace. I've got unconditional love for those of you that are standing here getting ready to draw your knife and those of you that are standing against me. No more of this, because I'm going to the cross. I'm dying for everybody in the park. No more of this dependence on yourself. No more of this reacting in accordance to your own anger and your own frustration. No more of this. I'm in control. I'm God. I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm the Savior. You all don't see and you don't understand the big picture that's about to happen. I'm allowing darkness to happen right now, because I'm about to shine in a few minutes here. I'm about to shine real bright and save the world. No more of this. Let me do what I know how to do. Matter of fact, step back, Peter. I'm going to heal this man so that they know that the person that they're about to arrest right now is a God who heals, a God who changes the situation, a God who has all power and authority to forgive and to operate in grace. Come on, give me this. Oh my, good gracious. Here. Here. Take your ear and hear. You can arrest me, but hear. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word became flesh, and I am the word, and the word dwelt amongst men. So I need you to hear, I need you to see. I'm about to take full control of this situation. I'm Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now, all of you are going to remember this day. No, I am a God of peace. No more of this. There's another area in scripture, in one of the other gospels. It says, it expounds a little bit more. He said, look, ain't no need to fight. He goes, look, if I wanted to, I'd call my daddy right now. I'd call my father right now. He'll send down 12 legions right now. I don't know, maybe about 12,000. He'll send down 12,000 angels right now and wipe everybody out. We could have done that long time ago. What is your little dagger going to do, cutting off someone's little ear? I can call my father right now and 12,000 some angels come down right now. I don't even have to move and they would wipe everybody out. But that's not the game plan. Matter of fact, I'm here to fulfill scripture. Scripture talks about a savior. I am the savior. I am the only begotten son of God. I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly, not kill each other. No more of this. And Jesus goes to the cross. He dies the death that we deserve. I thought about this moment in scripture. No more of this. It's still a word for you and I today who tend to want to take things in our own hands, hold on to a few things that we feel I can handle myself, or maybe too big of a matter for God. I'll do this part God thing, and I'll do this part myself. But if you're here to seek God, you will find him. But it has to be all of your heart. No more of this back and forth. No more of this here sometimes, not here. No more of this, I don't buy it. No more of this, I'm not sure. But be all in tonight, fully given to Christ Jesus. Because if you seek him, you'll find him. And tonight, some of you need to come before the Lord tonight and pray. And it needs to be no more of this addiction. No more of this guilt. No more of this pornography. No more of this back and forth to the club. No more of this relationship that doesn't please God. No more of this girlfriend that just wants me to go and just smoke with her and be in the club. No more of this boyfriend who talks down to me and abuses me and curses me out. No more of this depression that keeps me in bed day after day. If you seek him, you'll find him with all of your heart. And tonight, let it be your declaration. No more of this darkness. No more of this sin lifestyle. No more of this wickedness. Let God step in and let him fight. You put your little switchblade away. You can't fight nobody. You can't fight the devil. You can't fight darkness. God defeated sin and death on the cross. So if you really want to be able to declare no more of this darkness in my life, no more of this evil that seems to just oppress me after midnight, that freedom only comes in Jesus Christ. If you seek him, you'll find him. Will you stand up? We got a few minutes. I want to pray for some people that are just tired, and you've come to a place now hearing testimonies, hearing the word, and you're saying, enough is enough tonight. No more of this. It's got to be your declaration tonight. No more of this. And whatever that this is, I want you to come up here and I want you to just lay it down. And let God be God in your life. You know what it is. You know what you're struggling with. You know the sin. You know what it is. Whatever that this is, come. I want to pray with you. I want you to lay it down. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, I come to you and I confess my sin. Forgive me. Make me a new person. I choose to turn away from darkness right now. I believe you died on the cross and rose again on the third day. Because of you, I'm a new person. I say no more to sin. No more to evil. I am finished with darkness. I now have your light. Your light that is in me. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. Now I want you to pray right now. And I want you to pray the words of Jesus, which is, we're almost done. The church is going to pray with you too. But just take 2 minutes. But I want you to pray the prayer of Jesus, his words, no more of this. And I want you to remove the word this and replace it with that thing that's been in your life that has held you bound. And you begin to pray right now. And prayer team, I'm going to ask you right now, just rest your hand on her shoulder right now so that they know that they're not alone. But I want us just as a church, just to lift up our voice. And for those of you maybe still at your seat, main floor and the balcony, or those of you even joining us online, you can pray this too, right where you're at. You can begin to declare a freedom in Christ Jesus that only God can do. It's the power of Jesus Christ to set you free from that this that has been holding you bound. And so you begin to just call whatever it is out. No more of addiction, no more of depression, no more of guilt, no more of embarrassment, no more, no more. What it is, you begin to call that thing out now. Let's begin to pray. Church, I need you just to lift up your voice. Every voice counts right now. I need these people to hear us praying as a church. Could you open up your mouth and just begin to pray? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We lift up our voice unto you. We declare you a good God, a victorious God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We're standing now, Lord God, with our brothers and sisters who have come forward for prayer. We're asking you right now to do a complete, whole, and finished work right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you because there's freedom in you. There's freedom. There's freedom in their mind. There's freedom, Lord God, in their heart in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I declare you to be a good God. I thank you, Jesus, for every person that's here. Lord God, we say no more to evil, no more to sin, no more to depression, no more to addictions in the name of Jesus. God, I ask right now that you would set the captives free now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. You hear, you see every tear. And Lord God, I pray right now that you would touch my brother now. I come against guilt and embarrassment and shame. I pray, Lord God, that he would be able to rise up now and be a voice, Lord God, of freedom in the name of Jesus. The enemy cannot have him. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. This man is not bound anymore, but he is free in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory and the honor for his life, oh God. Thank you. Now, God, I ask for healing. Bring healing to this man, oh God. Heal every area of his heart, Lord God. Everything that has happened in his past, everything, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that he will be set free from it all. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for victory. We thank you, God, for victory. We give you praise and we give you honor. Hallelujah.